Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving too. Thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website that we've got, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And before I go over to Kyle Warren, I want to say good morning to everybody up there in Kentucky that's listening, to LJ up there in Michigan, and I hope you were out of the storm yesterday, and to everybody in the chat room. We got Alan there, Richard the Marine, Steve in Thailand is in there, Wally's in there, and let's see, who else we got in there? We had somebody else in there a minute ago. Okay. Amanda's in there. Sam the Paperman's in there. Lynn up in Cape Cod. Bill, our buddy Bill, and 70 more people, and I don't have enough time. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is what it is. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge, times two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, Sweden had a rocky road to start with the coronavirus, and they tried something a little bit different. They tried letting everybody just continue to do what they were doing. And as a result, the procedure that they took now means that 30% or more of the people in Sweden may now be immune to coronavirus altogether because of the herd immunity that they used.
Yeah, this is a real interesting story. And again, you know, it seems to sort of go against the grain because, you know, every time we hear about people getting immunity or antibodies, then it suddenly, well, it doesn't last very long, or we really don't know, these kinds of things. But, yeah, but this is quite interesting coming out of Sweden.
And the coronavirus here probably has altered its transition here somehow or another. Because people aren't getting as sick as they were, number one. Yes, there's people dying. I heard yesterday, oh, there's 97,000 kids that have been infected. No. Somebody's blowing that number way the hell out of proportion again. And here we go again with the fake and the false news that's out there. You got to watch this stuff.
Well, sure, yeah. And, you know, some people have told me, Captain, they say things like, well, now all of a sudden we're hearing a lot about the kids, but of course, school is.
That's because they don't want the schools to open up.
Exactly.
And besides
that's what
that,
people think. Yeah.
And besides that, they're going to give money to the schools, and that's money they're going to take away from the cities because they want the blue states and the blue cities. They want the federal government to bail them out because they got it so bad. Well, they're the ones that created their own problems. Screw them. Let them figure it out for themselves.
Well, right, and especially when it comes to this to the unemployment that the president's talking about with these executive orders, you've got
yeah.
states now simply saying we can't pay the $100
yep.
per person of the $400,
yep.
and they're saying we're too strapped for cash.
Yep, and to the people living in the blue cities and the blue states and the blue counties and the blue towns, that those elected officials got you in the mess you're in right now, vote them the hell out of office and start over again. Every single one of them that got you into this mess, vote them out of office and start over.
You know, Captain, I'm so glad you said that. That's real similar to what President Trump was then candidate Trump saying, look, I mean, look what's been going on for all these many years. Take a chance. You know, I want to be your president and I want to do things that are going to really help you. You know, what have you gotten? But of course, now people can look around in these blue cities. They know exactly what they've gotten.
Now, are you ready for this one?
Yep.
Wearing facial coverings might cause something called mask mouth. I'll illustrate.
You know, some people, when they talk with a mask on, they sound like that, right?
Right.
And then you got some people, when they talk with a mask on, it doesn't quite fit right, so they put it over like this, and now you got them talking like that, right?
Yep.
That's mask mouth.
Right, well.
Now you got people, they take the mask off, and they go, well, you know, I guess we don't want to go there, of course. I mean, come on.
Right, well, there is an actual thing that they're talking about with this mask mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what this does, it means that you could get gum inflammation, bad breath, and tooth decay because you're not breathing like you normally do, and you have less saliva in many ways because you're breathing through your mouth all the time.
And the best kind of mask to be wearing is the one with the little filters in it or the ventilator type.
That's right. That's right. And but I got to tell you, I can barely understand what people are saying through their masks. You know, I mean, I try really hard and everything, but sometimes it's really tough.
Well, here's what my order sounded like yesterday at the drive-in window at McDonald's for lunch. Oh, you got a Big Mac and a large milkshake to go along with that, sir? That was what my order sounded like. When they were verifying what I ordered, oh, my God. All right, hold that thought. It's too funny. Too funny. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is doing a great job taking us through the break, so Kathy's going to do it again for us. Okay, Kath, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. You know, there's gold waiting in that windshield of the car you're driving around in. Give it an inspection today, because if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, or vans. And if you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required to get the new windshield and $100 from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other areas in Florida. Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there on the spot. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention the captain, that's me, at 813-96-GLASS. The phone number again, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. Tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
How about that? Right on key. Right on key. All right, and that's funny, because they love that.
I'm glad they do. That's great. Yeah,
they love that.
Great.
All right. Well, you know, the Boston bomber, Charnock, I guess was his name, the young one.
Yeah, Sarnoff.
There we go. He had his sentence dropped, his death sentence. So now the federal government is mulling what they want to do next and how they want to go about doing whatever. Fact of the matter is, they got to do something, because I don't know how many days they have to do this, but they've not made up their mind what they want to do yet.
Right. Well, we understand they have until this Friday to file a petition for a rehearing. This is the U.S. Department, U.S. Justice Department, is telling that to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Prosecutors have until September 14th to file a petition asking the full court to hear the case, but they have to have that petition for a rehearing in by Friday, we understand.
Well, I don't care if the kid was a kid or not, if his older brother influenced him or not. They killed somebody, and they seriously wounded other people, including causing them to lose their legs or their arms. I mean, my God.
Well, you know, they meticulously had to put together those pressure cooker bombs.
That's right.
You know, and there's, you know, as you go through that process, one would think, I mean, there's lots of sort of stopping points where a normal person would simply say, do I really want to do something like this? I mean, there's got to be some check in your soul, as it were. But these people continued on. They went through all their procedures. It's a complex thing, and they just did what they did. And so obviously, you know, he's going to have to be brought to justice for this and pay the price for it. This is a heinous, heinous crime of hatred.
Yeah. Now, Rudy Giuliani yesterday said that President Trump will turn around the violence in Chicago and other cities. Plus, his executive orders have now given the president more leverage.
Well, sure. No, number one, obviously, and as we've talked about, Captain, so many of the police unions and associations, the cops just understand that President Trump has their back. I mean, this is a sea change in many ways in terms of some of these union endorsements. Because the alternative is just total chaos. Exactly right. And then, of course, with the executive orders, what the president has done is he's called the bluff, I think, in many ways of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and they realize that the president's gonna forge ahead to do what he can do for the people. And this puts Schumer and Pelosi in the position of, again, exactly what it is that they're really doing. It's hard for them to hide behind the rhetoric that they're trying to do this and that for the working people when they're literally denying the aid that the working people of this country absolutely need to get by.
Now, there's a lot of discussion about mail-in ballots right now, pro and con, correct?
Of course, yes.
And the Republican National Committee is asking the Supreme Court to review a mail-in ballot case. I don't know where that's going to go, but that's the first time I heard about that.
Well, absolutely. And the sooner the better, obviously, because, again, it sounds good on its face. But I got to tell you this, Captain, if the situation were reversed, the Democrats would be saying, we don't have enough time to really understand how this works. We don't know the impact on the Postal Service. We don't know if we can handle it. What do we do in terms of making sure ballots are legit? We've got to have some studies. They might want to have some congressional investigations, a fact-finding mission, whatever it is that they could possibly think of in order to just really make the process very, very complex. But instead, they're coming out with this overly simplistic sort of, this is a silver bullet to easy elections. Why didn't we do this 100 years ago or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't make sense. And people know it doesn't pass the smell test.
Now, the Democrats aren't saying much of anything about this FBI documents, which Lindsey Graham has now got and released to everybody, where the FBI intentionally misled not just the American people and the general voting public in general, but the Congress. They lied to the Congress openly and blatantly about this Crossfire Hurricane stuff.
Oh, yeah. Again, what we have is we have this, the genesis of using these institutions, these investigative bodies and so forth, for political purposes. And this is stuff that you would see in a movie, there's corruption and all these things. And you'd watch the movie and you'd say to yourself, well, I'm so glad my country's not like that. But look what happened and what these people who literally did these rogue things, what they did. And so I think the American people collectively, they don't mind who wins elections for the most part, but they want it to be fair, and they don't want that kind of undue influence to be there.
I got another poll for you. Ready?
Okay.
A new poll came out. Now, we've heard about President Trump in certain battleground states and certain states in the South and elsewhere where, well, the race is tightening up and this, that, and the other. I heard that about Georgia about a week ago, that Joe Biden had a lead in Georgia and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. I took a look at the poll. It's another one of those push polls that we talk about. Well, wouldn't you know, out comes a poll, 2,500 people participating in it, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden is trailing Donald Trump by 6 percentage points in the state of Georgia.
Isn't that interesting? when you get these some of these polls, and they're not really broad in the sense they don't have a couple of thousand people or mm-hmm. something like that. They have a couple of hundred people, mm-hmm. and so forth. Yeah, this sounds like a much more legit poll.
And a CNN reporter got mocked yesterday for saying President Trump was weighing the RNC speech to accept the nomination at Gettysburg due to the support of the Confederacy. That was actually said.
Oh, man. Well, again, it's desperation time. It's desperation time in the halls of party powerful in the Democrat Party. It's desperation time in some of these newsrooms, I think, too. And they say these kinds of things. And honestly, Captain, when they go back and look at it later on, they've got to be a little bit ashamed of saying stuff
yeah.
like that.
And then moving along here, we'll try to finish out with this one, maybe one more item. But Chris Christie is going to play the role of Joe Biden in the Trump debate prep.
Wow, very interesting. Well, and, you know, maybe Chris Christie will actually end up playing Joe Biden in the actual debate because Joe Biden won't want to be caught within a million miles of that debate. I think.
No, because he's going to get his butt handed to him.
Yep, that's
unless
right.
Unless they load him up on dope, because when he starts about, what do you think, I'm a junkie and all that stuff, he's going to be loaded up on drugs in order to participate in that debate. You watch and see.
Yeah, it will be a really kind of interesting, sort of almost weird experience, I'm sure. But honestly, the debates can certainly take a turn. The American people will be tuning into them. They are asking questions about Joe Biden, and I think that if Joe Biden comes off as somebody who's having some issues, that's gonna reflect in support right away.
Yeah. By the way, Trump's student loan order. Keeps $1.2 trillion of debt on ice.
Well, right, and again, I think he's doing that in order to do something that he can do for people throughout this whole crisis. So many people, even though we had a good jobs report, it doesn't mean that people are getting back to work the way that they should. And this is one thing that he can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, we will keep our eyes on everything that's going on today because the FBI director, Christopher Wray, has been called to testify in front of, I believe it's, it's the Ron Johnson's committee, the Homeland Security Committee, about all the stuff that went on with these documents and how the FBI misled people.
Well, right. And of course, you know, with these other investigations that are going on, this is the kind of stuff voters are going to be very yeah. interested in.
Yeah. And KT McFarland is saying right now that Ray and Comey are in big trouble with the Johnson subpoena. We'll see. Tell everybody how to hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we will talk to him again tomorrow. In the meantime, coming up with our first military and veterans news segment right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With a deadlock on coronavirus legislation, including money for unemployed workers and eviction control, the House's number two Democrat has announced the lower chamber will not return for any votes in Washington until at least mid-September, after negotiations between Democratic leaders in the White House on the next coronavirus relief measure collapsed, leaving millions of jobless Americans without immediate relief. According to the schedule released by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will not convene for votes until at least September 14th. Members will be working from their home districts, conducting committee work for the first 2 weeks of September. Lawmakers were initially scheduled to return September 1st. Hoyer said lawmakers would have 24-hour notice to return for votes on any new legislation related to the coronavirus. President Trump rolled out a series of executive actions over the weekend to circumvent Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, in this edition of the Military and Veterans News, brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. That's the school that will teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 months. You'll get your FAA certification, and you'll be able to go out and get a high-paying job anywhere in the world. So here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses, two schools to take care of your services, and one of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is over in right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, just across the bay from where I'm at in Tampa Bay. Now, at either one, you'll be able to become an aviation maintenance tech. I want you to go online, look at them first online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. After you do that, schedule a tour. Give them a call and schedule a tour and see what they're all about. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, some interesting news as we start out the military and veterans news segment. Hurricane Isaias apparently is going to cost insurers $4 billion dollars in the United States. Now, we knew that this had the potential to ramp itself up, which it did, and become a hurricane, which it did, and stay one for a little longer than what they thought, which it did. So now we have this going on with another storm that's liable to be a tropical storm in the next day or so coming across from Africa. Now, the Air Force's hypersonic weapon hit a major milestone this week in a brand new test. Apparently, B-52 bomber with the hypersonic weapon had a tremendous, tremendous result from the test that they did with it. By the way, the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and their strike group returned to Norfolk, Virginia after a record-breaking 7 months at sea. A lot of time out there, a lot of sea time. Have you heard about the Space Force? Well, their Space Force members are going to be known as Space Warfighters. That sounds like something from Star Wars, right? Space Warfighters. In a new publication that's coming out. And the Army chiefs of the military, or I'm sorry, Army, listen to me, this, the service chiefs to said to the Secretary of Defense, they want them to stop the handover of military hospitals to the Defense Health Agency. They want the military hospitals to remain under military control. And apparently that's not going to happen. So we'll see what happens next with all of that. Now, are there going to be national security implications to a failed 2020 presidential election? A lot of people are asking that question. Military is checking in on this. Defense Intel Agency and others are checking in on all of this. There probably will be. What will happen, we don't know. But certainly, taking a look at everything that's happening right now, you would think somebody's going to be in bigger trouble than the other. We'll see. Now, the COVID-19 unemployment crisis is turning around for veterans. The unemployment rate for veterans just dropped 2%. Matter of fact, it's lower than the civilian unemployment rate, which is a good thing because I always think and thought that veterans should be given priority over civilians when it came to jobs, and that is the way it's supposed to be. Now, the other thing is we heard about the tests being done with some of the military taking the different COVID vaccines that are out there. Now, these are tests. It's not the whole military doing this. It's just a few here, a few there, a few here, a few there, that sort of thing. Because there's apparently at least 17 tests going on right now with people with the vaccine. But yesterday, decisions on who will be the first to get a COVID-19 vaccine have yet to be made. That's what the director of Operation Warp Speed had to say And U.S. troops may not get the priority for the COVID-19 vaccine. After all, it may go to those that are more prone to getting it, and that would be the senior citizens, I suppose, from what I've been hearing. We'll know soon enough. By the way, a startup just won a contract to develop an Air Force One jet that can travel at Mach 5. We'll see how that all plays out. The Air Force One of the future might be getting a major speed boost. Wouldn't that be something to have a plane that flies that fast going around the world? Holy smokes. Oh, in case you didn't hear it, the Lebanese prime minister and his entire cabinet stepped down yesterday in wake of the Beirut explosion and all the protests that have resulted. So now we'll see where all that goes. The convention speech the president will be giving may be given at the Gettysburg battlefield. We'll know more about that in the next week or two, whenever the decision is made. The president is saying that it will either be the White House or it'll be Gettysburg. And one-fifth of the Virginia military families are saying they do not have reliable food access. And most of those families are concentrated in the Hampton Roads area. Wow. That's Virginia's the home of Food Lion, I think, or North Carolina. Well, I thought it was Virginia. Virginia's the home of Food Lion. So that's rather odd. That's quite the chain, by the way, in case you haven't seen them. Also, military is helping in some of the investigation as to what went on with the big gas explosion in Baltimore yesterday that leveled several homes, killing at least one, injuring at least four. And the Afghan Council, we talked about this briefly yesterday, the Afghan Council released 400 Taliban prisoners to set up the new peace talks coming up. I'm not really on board with that one. I don't know about you, but I'm not really on board with that one because I believe those people are going to go right back out and do what they did to get themselves in the predicament to begin with all over again. That's just me. Now, the Army and their cost estimates on next-generation vehicle programs need a little bit of work. What kind of work? Well, they need to revamp what they're going to spend for whatever, according to the government, the GAO. And, again, trying to bring things into line when you got a new project like that is always an adventure. Let's not forget, too, that states and countries are starting to lift restrictions on where the military can travel to because things are getting better, not worse. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I hear the music coming up in my ear here, so we will let that play out there and bring us up along because we'll be coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And then right after that, of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself.
Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. And don't forget, it's all about that free cup of coffee or that free drink you'll get. Now, if you're in the driver's club, and you should be, if you got one of those little mugs they've got, you'll get a free hot or cold drink, your choice, just by going into the pilot or Flying J and saying, hey, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, and here we go. Friday, a little Creedence Clearwater Revival right there for you, bringing you in on this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And let's not forget, always brought to you by the pilot in Flying J out there with you. Now, let's take a look at the national weather out there, because above normal temperatures are expected to continue into midweek for portions of the Northeast, including the I-95 corridor from New York City all the way up to Maine, and critical fire weather conditions are expected in the interior Pacific Northwest, with additional red flag warnings in effect for the Great Basin and the Rockies. Now, if you're up north, west of the Rockies, that would be Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington State. We've got a lot of areas where you have a red flag warning. Now, pretty much the central part of Montana tonight, all the way down into Idaho, down towards Boise, we have a red flag warning. Most of Wyoming is under a red flag warning. So if you're coming across I-80, you're going to have it just about all the way across. Now, the southern part of Utah has a red flag warning right now. And we've got a red flag warning across I-40 and I-80. Now, let's try with I-80 first. Across Nevada, starting on the California side, right there about Donner, all the way over. And we've got some very, very, very warm, hot temperatures in Arizona and the eastern desert of California, east of Palm Springs. It was 91 degrees, Kyle said, last hour over in Palm Springs, California. But that weather today going across Arizona to Tucson is going to be anywhere from 110 to 115 degrees. Those are temperatures in the shade, folks. And then we've got some high temperature warnings, as I said, from New York City all the way up into Maine. That includes going up I-87 all the way to Quebec, up through the Lake George area, up there between Messina and Ogdensburg. You've got some high warm temperatures going to be up in there. Also from I-81 up from Binghamton up towards Syracuse and over to Utica. And parts of Vermont, the southern part of Vermont, southern part of New Hampshire, all of Connecticut, most of Massachusetts, Rhode Island too, you're going to have some really warm temperatures there. So be advised of that. And also be advised of the fact that you're going to have some flash flood watches in the central part of Tennessee around Nashville. We still have some flash flood watches along I-90 and 94 in Indiana, between Chicago and Erie over towards the western end of Michigan, and Toledo got a little bit of a patch there as well, and the central part of Missouri up along I-70 just south of Columbia, and in Oklahoma, the central part of Oklahoma just south of Oklahoma City, you've got some flash flood watches as well as some uncertain weather conditions there. Now, there could be some pretty unfavorable foul weather along I-70 west of Denver going up over the top over towards Grand Junction. Air quality is not very good there, nor is it to the east of 25 and coming out of Denver on I-76 towards Nebraska. There's some very poor air quality, and a lot of this has to do with the fires that they've had over in Utah, where the smoke is blown over into Colorado. So keep that in mind. And again, as I said, traveling across I-80, especially in Wyoming, most of that area is going to be under a fire threat advisory tonight. So there you have it. Now, taking a look at some other things that are going on here, we definitely have a situation where something really screwy yesterday happened at the White House, and I'm not sure that we got all the information about it just yet, but joining us to talk about that would be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And what the heck happened on the sidewalk out there just this side of the guardhouse on 17th Street?
Well, apparently a man about 51 years old approached security, said that he had a weapon, and that he was going to enter the White House. And then he started to approach or get closer to the security, and he reached for something in his belt that looked like it was going to be a weapon. The police told him to stop, and he kind of didn't do that. You know, they went through that whole thing. And so to mitigate the threat, they shot him in the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, rendered, they kicked the weapon. He did have a weapon. They, mm-hmm. they kicked the weapon away. I watched the video. And then they immediately rendered some kind of first aid to him until an ambulance showed up.
Yeah, I saw the first aid on the street. There was a video of somebody in the street that was taking it from a distance away. You could see the first aid being rendered there by the police officers. And I guess the guy was just a little bit loony, huh?
Well, it certainly sounds that way.
Yeah. Oh, well, by the way, did you see the story on from the Seattle police chief?
Yes, I did.
Well, she's also encouraging in an email her people that rather than get fired to resign or to retire early. She suggests that they do the same thing she's doing.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, she herself was getting paid $285,000.
Yep.
And in order for her to stay, she would have to reduce her salary below that of white officers on the payroll. So, yeah, it's bizarre.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to send these, let's see, what she called them, peace negotiators, along with the police officers to a volatile situation. How's that going to work out?
Well, I mean, we know that it's not. But now you have a major city that's going to be ungoverned.
Mm-hmm. Well, onward and upward, as they say in the business, right?
Well, not in that case.
Yeah, no, there's going to be people going to be leaving Seattle. And we have an affiliate in Seattle where they're hearing us right now. And I just find it unbelievable, unfathomable that they would do something like that. $20 million are going to take from the police department and put it back into the neighborhood called Chop or Chaz or whatever the hell it is to rebuild that area. That's what they're going to do with the money, let the police officers go. Oh, well. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and she'll be back right after this news break, top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch continues.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.